We talk with Dr. Nancy Nielsen this morning. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
First, though, I do want to talk a little bit about herd immunity and what goes into actually getting to herd immunity. And follow-up question to that is, how close is the United States to gaining herd immunity when it comes to COVID-19?
Well, we have a ways to go, and it's really important that vaccine be delivered to people's arms as quickly as possible. If we analyze it, you know, we've heard various estimates. 70% is the lowest. So somewhere between 70 and 80% of our population needs to be immune to protect the rest of us, frankly. And you get to herd immunity two ways. Either you get the disease and recover, and in the U.S. we've had about 30 million people who've done that, and then we have about 72 million who've been vaccinated. So we can assume that at least 100 million people are immune right now. But because the population of the U.S. is more than three times that, we have to really work fast to get vaccine out. And the reason is these variants are circulating, and I'm assuming you've read about that.
It seems almost on a weekly basis, we learn more and more about this virus. What about these variants? What are we learning? How serious are they when it comes to the health of Americans?
Boy, they're really serious. The B117, the one that's the UK variant, is highly contagious. And there have been suspicions for a while that it caused greater mortality. Well, there was a paper published in the British Medical Journal just this past week that proves this variant is associated with about a 64% higher risk of dying. And the issue is the current vaccines that we're using generally offer pretty good protection against this variant. The problem is we haven't vaccinated enough people to stop their spread. And because anybody who's not immune is going to get sick and has a higher risk of dying, it's very, very serious. We think this variant is going to be the dominant one in the U.S. by the end of March or early April, according to the CDC director. So it's really serious.
So if you have an opportunity to get vaccinated as soon as you can.
And with any vaccine that is available to you. Don't be picky.
At the same time, talking about vaccine, and we're hearing this out of Europe, where the AstraZeneca vaccine has been available. Now, some countries are stopping it for what has been reported as concerns over blood clots. What do you know about that? What are researchers saying about that issue?
Well, this is a situation where you have to be careful to not say because something occurs after something else that something else caused it. And we've talked about that before, but
right.
That's the problem. So some of the European countries have paused using the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the blood clots. The reality is that there have been about 17 million people who got that vaccine. And there have been, to date, 15 deep vein thromboses. You know, these are the ones that generally are in the lower legs.
Right.
And 22 pulmonary emboli, in other words, clots in the lungs. Very serious, life-threatening situations. And so the European agency that is the equivalent of our FDA has said many thousands of people in the EU develop blood clots every year for a variety of reasons, and these blood clot events in those who got vaccinated doesn't seem to be any higher than the general population. But it is a critical issue, and of course the problem is once you instill fear in people, it's hard to get them to reconsider. But the European Medicines Agency, which is their FDA equivalent, is going to release a report actually today, Thursday. And so far, they and the World Health Organization have said that there's no evidence that these clots are caused by the vaccine because it is not greater than what you would see in the normal population. There's another bad piece of information about the AstraZeneca vaccine that I really have to bring up, and it's unfortunate. And this was just published in the New England Journal this week. That vaccine seems to be ineffective against the South African variant. Now, we have that in this country, but it's not widespread. So, again, we're in a race against time. AstraZeneca is not approved yet in this country, but it was getting close to submitting data for approval. So we'll watch that carefully.
And interesting that you say or talk about the fear that comes with this development or these reports of blood clotting and such. And I guess what I'm asking you as a public health policy person, is there follow-up to the vaccines that people have been getting? Are we keeping an eye on the health of people? Do we have an understanding of what is happening to people once they've been vaccinated? Are there any issues that we've been hearing about?
There aren't. And the studies have, I know the J&J, just because I have a family member who's in that trial, they're studying for 2 years. So we will know, and so far, no, we have not seen any serious side effects at all. So the three vaccines that we have right now are safe, they're effective, and they're lifesavers. And so this, again, is the race against the variants and this vaccine, or this virus as it mutates.
And at the same time, maybe because there's a vaccine out and people are feeling a little more comfortable, whatever the case may be, there are concerns from local health officials that people are becoming a little too lax, and it's resulting in spikes in certain areas.
Well, that's true. We've seen it in New Jersey, I think in Michigan, and I forget where else. Maryland, I know, has seen a spike. But when I see on TV the pictures of the beaches in Florida and the college kids on spring break, I just feel sick because I'm very, very concerned. Those people are not yet eligible for vaccine, so they're vulnerable, and it just is it's very concerning. Locally, our commissioner, Health Commissioner Gail Burstein, has said that they've seen outbreaks locally in businesses here, and mentioned particularly daycare centers, restaurants, salons, and offices. That is worrisome as people begin to feel more comfortable. Remember, we still have to be very vigilant and use the same safety measures because of these variants.
Let's wear a mask, stay socially distant, and make sure you wash those hands, right?
Absolutely. And more vaccine is coming, so that's the good news.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update as always. Dr. Nancy Nielsen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Doc. Bye-bye.